Hello, and welcome to the Sleepy Bookshelf, where we put down our worries from the day and pick up a good book. We have just finished Flower Fables, and this is your recap to cover what you missed in the final episode. Hopefully you fell asleep and want to know how it ends, but this is your spoiler alert. If you haven't finished the book, stop this episode now. Otherwise, I'll begin. We join the episode with Ripple trying to figure out how she was going to reach the sun to find the flame from the fire spirits in order to bring life back to the little boy and keep her promise to the grieving mother. She traveled far across the sea until she reached land and came across Spring. Spring couldn't help Ripple find the fire spirits, but she did give her the gift of a never-ending breeze to help her on her way. Next, Ripple bumped into Summer, who couldn't take her to the fire spirits, but gave her the gift of a sunbeam to brighten the gloomy path ahead. Soon, autumn came her way, and Ripple again asked for help reaching the fire spirits. Autumn bestowed the gift of shelter and protection in the form of a leaf cloak. The final season to greet Ripple on her journey was winter. He told Ripple that the fire spirits dwelt far away behind the sun, and that she must travel directly upwards to find them. He warned her of the danger and the heat she would encounter, and gave her a snowflake to keep her cool. Her never-ceasing breeze behind her, Ripple wrapped her leaf around her to keep her safe, and journeyed up with her sunbeam lighting her way through the dark clouds. As she got closer, her leaf cloak shriveled in the heat, and only her snowflake could protect her. She met the fire spirits and asked to see their queen. The queen refused to give Ripple the flame she needed to save the boy, as it would have to come from the fire spirits' own hearts. However, seeing how sad Ripple was, she agreed only if she could have some of Ripple's sea jewels that were about her neck. But the jewels melted on contact with the fire spirits, and they were so angry. Ripple promised to return after saving the child with all the jewels she could find under the sea to repay the fire spirits, and they agreed. She returned home with the flame and revived the boy, returning him to his mother on the beach. In appreciation, the mother gave Ripple a necklace of pearls, made with the tears she had shed for her son's life. Ripple then went in search of the jewels she had promised the fire spirits and returned to their kingdom. All the jewels they touched melted away, save the pearls from the boy's mother. Pleased with their necklace, the fire spirits happily said farewell to Ripple, and she finally returned to her cool home under the sea. Remember, if there's a book you'd like to hear on the Sleepy Bookshelf, you can go to www.sleepybookshelf.com and click survey to submit your ideas and vote. There's also a link to the survey in the show notes. In the meantime, if it's bedtime, why not choose another story from our library? Lie back, relax, and listen to the sound of my voice, and soon you'll be fast asleep. If it's not time for bed yet, then have a lovely rest of your day, and I hope to see you soon at the Sleepy Bookshelf.